Well, disappointingly, today's La Trobe Speedway event has been cancelled due to this unprecedented stretch of wet weather. My next guest has been around the speedway scene for many years. Brad Smith is a well-known face in the sport and is lining up for another stint behind the wheel in a new car. And he joins me now. Welcome to you, Brad.
Thanks very much.
Hey, Brad, what do you do on a day like today? You have all your plans all set out to race. You keep an eye on the weather, I suppose, and think, oh, maybe we won't race. But what do you do on a wet day?
Yeah, our program would probably take us 3 or 4 days to get organised for the next meeting after we've run the previous weekend. But we're actually lucky today. It helped us a little bit. We imported another car from America a few weeks back for a new guy stepping out of street stocks named Corey Bald. And we just set the motor in it today and fired it up for him. And just to see the look on his face this afternoon was quite funny, actually. So that all day we've been in the shed working on another car.
It's pretty exciting for him too, because I guess you need to know that everything works right. So how long would you spend on a car like that in preparation, a new car, trying to sort of work it all out?
This car was basically come out of America as it was raced, so it's 90%, you know, good to go. Apart from, you know, we fit the motor. I try and help a few of the guys out, so we fit the motor in there for them and get it up and running, and just make sure everything's in the right spots, and give them a bit of a brief rundown on what to do and what maintenance to do, and sort of, I guess, you know, give them our experience in a few days, so that they can sort of take the thing home and then be comfortable to race it, comfortable to know what to do, and comfortable to know that the car's going to be okay when they get in it.
Brilliant that you would do that. Look, now you've got this new car of your own. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I've been running a black diamond chassis I've had two of them before this one. They're built in Louisiana. We've got quite a good relationship with the Black Diamond factory. Last year I decided I'd buy a new car. I've never had a new late model before. Everything we've bought's been a second-hand car that's come from a friend of ours in Texas. So we thought we'd buy a new one, and then I ordered it, and then COVID shut down the Black Diamond factory for a few weeks, and then there was a big backlog of cars. So we never actually, we ordered it back in August last year, expecting to be able to ship it out of America about December, and in the end we never got it till, I think it was March this year, we got it, and it was sort of right at the end of our season. So we pushed it in the shed, left it sitting there, ran the rest of the year, sold the old car, and then started on it probably about June. We started putting it together, and I probably spend minimum 2 hours a night on the car, you know, 5 nights a week, and then you'll spend a full day over the weekend at some stage. So we spend a lot of time on them. Just our regular maintenance program between meetings is probably equals to about 40 hours of work.
One of the hardest things for you, Brad, if you're doing all that during the off-season, is your off-season's winter. There's a lot of rain around, and you can't get onto a track to be able to give it a good old razz around. Have you been able to sort of hit the clay with this thing yet?
No, I haven't. I pushed it out of the shed for the first time last week. The downside to our sport is, like exactly what you said, it's very hard to go and test. Our tracks do need to be prepared to a reasonable standard to be able to test properly to get some decent feedback. So when it's wet and it's winter and it's very hard to try and get some time to do it, we basically don't do any testing until right at the start of the season, when the tracks will run a couple of practice days. But then, you know, we've got that many numbers now in Tasmania, as in competitor numbers with every division. You go to those days and you really don't do any testing. It's only a shakedown because you don't get enough runs to be able to test and back-to-back stuff. So it's mostly just a shakedown, and then we sort of turn up at the first meeting hoping that we're pretty well in the ballpark.
Let's dig into that comment that you just made about there's so many more out there want to race, and there's more competitors. The sport is it booming at the moment, or is it just hitting a nice little purple patch where you've got plenty of competitors out there want to do Speedway?
Oh, look, I've been racing for, I think I'm 32 years this year, and the competitor numbers are the highest they've ever been since I've been racing. I have been around it basically all my life, and for as long as I can remember, you know, we've got a lot more divisions now, obviously, than what we used to have back in those days. So that's generated a lot more. But the competitor numbers at the moment would be, I'd hate to think how much they were increased over the last 10 years. So, you know, the people are wanting to get into the sport is just, it's never ending. You know, we're really doing our job. You know, we're supplying the tracks with sometimes too many competitors for the one night. So there's a lot of people with their hand up that want to go and race. And, obviously they can't fit everyone at the track at the same time.
I know this is the answer to this is probably how long's a piece of string, but just in general terms, if you're Joe Public and he says, you know what, I want to have a crack at Speedway, I don't want to have one of the big supercars, I want to just get into something that's in one of the lighter divisions or something like that, what sort of, where do they go first? I mean, do they have to, they can buy a car locally here, but what's the process for someone to do that?
Well, it's a pretty easy process. Statewide, we've got quite a few different clubs. Obviously, every division has a club, and then some divisions will have a club in every area. So if they decide they wanted to be part of a street stock, well, they can go and find the La Trobe Street Stock Club, or Sedan Club, the Carrick Sedan Club, the Hobart guys. You know, if they get in touch with the group of people that they want to be part of, there is plenty of people in Speedway that will help you and try and steer you in the right direction. You know, when it comes to cars that are on the market, that those guys know whose cars are on the market. It's like someone comes to me and looks for a late model, I can say, look, yeah, this guy's got this car for sale. It's this good, or it's, you know, it's not as good, or it's a lot better, or it's a good buy, or, you know, you try and steer them in the right direction so that when they make their purchase, they get a car that they're happy with, and they get a car that they're going to be comfortable with, you know, and go out and enjoy it. And you know, there's not many people that have got involved with Speedway that have gone out and raced and haven't fell in love with the sport. Like, it's a wicked drug to be part of. You know, we all do it and just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And so, you know, we try and help as many people get involved with the sport and steering them in the right direction as we can.
That's terrific. Now, what's the calendar look like for you this year?
We're going to concentrate on our own racing back here in Tasmania. For the last God know how many years, we've done a lot of travelling on the mainland. You know, some years we'll do up to 30,000 kilometres travelling around. But this year, and with COVID and the sort of still a little bit of uncertainty, we're going to stay back home, concentrate on our numbers for the late model division. I've got another car we're going to start putting together, and we might put a guest driver in that just to continue building up our numbers. We will go away, obviously COVID depending, and do the national title at Warrnambool, which is one of my favourite tracks. There's a few guys from Tasmania that have already booked and have said they're going to go. So it'll be quite good for us as a state to send five or six guys to Warrnambool and experience the titles. Obviously myself and Callum Harper, we've done quite a lot of Australian titles. So for us, it's not such a big deal. It's just another meeting that, you know, it's one that everyone wants to win. So if we can help some of our guys get to it and they can experience it and learn a bit out of it, it just sort of helps benefit anyone.
Just finally, what's the gut feel on the new car? Pretty excited about it?
I am actually pretty excited. I've had being tied up with the factory guys, we get a lot of their input. The beauty about their season runs from January through to, they're just about finishing their season off now. So they debuted those cars at the start of this year, and now they've got, you know, basically a full season of notes to be able to give it to us to help us shortcut a bit of that development. If we had rolled the car straight out on the track when we got it, we was running off just their basic notes, but now we've got a lot more in-depth notes. I'm really looking forward to getting this one on the track. Our last one improved every time we put it on the track through their input, so, you know, if they can give me the same information and we can get the same gains out of this car, I'm pretty excited to have a go at it.
Brad, you've been around it for a long time, as you mentioned. All the very best for the coming season, and just been good to catch up with you, because I know that you've been one of the leading drivers for a long time. So thanks for coming on and having a bit of a chat, and this won't be the first time we'll chat. We'll catch up with you periodically as the season progresses, just to see how you're going.
Yeah, no, we appreciate the chance to just to let everyone know what we're doing, and to, like we said, we just want to try and get more and more people involved in our class and in Speedway in general, because that benefits everyone, benefits the tracks and the sport and the economy, and gets people out and about, and we're not stuck at home all the time.
No, certainly a good thing to have. Well done, Brad. Thanks for coming on.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.